This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
Into the world of agriculture we go. That's the plan for this hour. Good days, American Family Farmer on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, American Family Farmer. I've been a farmer around cows all my life. I say that frequently when I introduce this program, which aims to help many farmers, people who run agricultural businesses, and the locavores who are buying and using the services of our farmers, a way to solve the problems that we all are encountering with our food supply, what's happening on the farm, what's happening in our country. And I think I'm going to start something new this week. Each week we present somebody on the air who is dealing with farms and threats to farms and family farms, that sort of thing, with the solutions to the problem. But I also think I'm going to ask our guests what they think about some of the farming news, how we as farmers will be affected, and how you as users of our product will be affected by things that are happening. For example, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I'm going to talk with Katie Hancock about that. Katie is a graduate of Murray State University. She earned a degree in agricultural business, and since then she has gone to her father's farm. She works with her father full-time. She's learning. She's a marketing consultant. She understands what's going on the farm. She and her husband have financial and marketing backgrounds. They have a large grain farm in Fulton, Kentucky. And so they are up and coming, if you will, because they're both 30 years old. They farm separately. And then a couple of years ago, they met at a local farmer meeting and have put their resources together. Good for you, Katie. What a great story. How are you doing?
Thank you. Doing fine. And actually, we farm together now, and my father is not able to farm anymore because of health, so it is just my husband and I.
Good for you. That must be fun. How much time do you spend? Do you do things together equally? Like, do you both spend time on the tractor? Do you plan things together, what you're going to do with the acreage, that sort of thing? How do you handle that?
No, we can put one of the biggest things that works for us is having completely separate job roles. We obviously communicate, but right. He does more of the production. I do more the business, and so we don't. We try not to overlap jobs.
Okay. So do you mind? I'm going to do this. I just said, you probably heard me say a few minutes ago that I wanted to start asking the guests that we have every week for reactions on three or four of the news stories that are from this week that affect agriculture. Would you mind if I asked your opinion on some of these things that are highlighting our farm struggles or maybe are going to help us? Would you feel free to express your opinion on these things?
Sure.
That's really what I would like. Okay,
absolutely.
So let's start with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Trump ran on having no. The Republicans and the Democrats together have said no. I've said in my analysis of it that it would be the death of family farming, as I understand the stuff between the lines. So I wonder what you and some of your friends, colleagues, have thought in terms of the TPP and whether you think the death of it is a good thing for you and your farm.
Well, I definitely am concerned about it. I really don't think Trump's going to be as extreme as he said it was. And just out of curiosity, why do you think it's going to be the death of the family farm?
Ah, clever question. She turns it around on the host.
Yeah, I know.
Good for you.
Yeah, don't do.
Now, well, I will tell you why I'm so against it, because what I see here happening is because I'm dairy, I look at what the Chinese and the New Zealanders and Australians, mostly in terms of the Chinese, because they bought out Fonterra, which is the big milk producer in New Zealand, and they were shipping milk. You're a, I think from what I read, because you're a grain farm, that doesn't mean you don't know what's going on in dairy, but I'm very close to it because I've been in dairy all my life. And what I saw happening, starting about 3 years ago, the Chinese were trying to, and successfully did for a while, in cahoots with Dean Foods, the Suiza family, that, you know, they control about 75% of the fluid milk supply in this country. They were buying milk from the Chinese and putting it, loading it up in 747 tankers and bringing a tanker load a day to Seattle, to San Francisco, to Los Angeles, into Las Vegas, and then they bring it to the, they tank it over, or they ship it over to the processing plant and run it through as if it was milk that came from the farms in Southern California or Arizona or New Mexico. And the only way they got stopped is because there was melamine in the milk, and somebody figured that out, and they said, "Whoop, we better stop this." But it wasn't until they flooded, literally, those markets with milk. And I'm thinking, all right, this TPP makes it even easier for these guys to do that kind of stuff. So that was my initial reaction. That's why I don't like it. That makes sense?
Yes, it does. And I had someone ask me the other day, well, Katie, when you look at food labels in the store, does that mean if it says manufactured in America, I'm like, it's kind of a gray area where it really came from.
Yeah, it is. Well, for example, what they said, that's a great point, Katie. What they said on the bottles that were being produced by, the milk is produced. The producers are here, so it is produced. That is, it's the technical side of production means, is it pasteurized and bottled here? And it was pasteurized and bottled here, but it wasn't, the cows weren't in America. They were in China and New Zealand. So,
All right.
So that's really what, you know, most people don't even, they didn't even know that. It took guys like me who knew what was going on in the struggle corner. You know, Dean Foods, I have no use for the Suiza family, no use for Dean Foods. And when I saw that one of the advisors that Trump is looking at putting in the FDA is a lobbyist for Dean Foods, right away I'm shutting that one off. I'd like to shut it down. And this is the kind of stuff that people don't know. And even though he's against the Trans-Pacific Partnership, he's very connected to big business, and he's comfortable there, so he's going to go to big business. But these guys are bad guys. That's the way I read it, anyway. So,
well, I definitely always worry about food security, no matter what's
yeah,
going on.
Right, exactly. All right, so that's the TPP. Now, don't turn the next one around on me. I want you to talk more than I talk. All right, the Dow, the idea of merging Dow and DuPont and Monsanto and Bayer. A lot of objections to that in our country and in Europe, especially where they dislike Monsanto and Dow even more than people here. And I wonder how that floats with you and your farming pals.
Well, I'd say the majority of people I talk to are concerned about it. Now, I'm trying to be open-minded about it because farmers are consolidating. We're even the family farmers having to get bigger in some aspects, but yeah. You definitely get concerned when you see less competition.
Well, I'm wondering about you. You talk about threats to family farms and the consolidation. There are fewer farmers. That's what's going on in business everywhere. And so in your instance, you and your husband have put together your 6,000 acres. Do you have other members of your family, or are there farms that are just because the way of the world, the expensive equipment now, a lot of people are putting things together, especially as aging farmers become a factor. The average farmer, most people don't realize this, the average farmer in America is 65 years old.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what the heck are we going to do with our land, especially, once again, the government's the bad guy here. Hopefully Trump is going to work to kill the death tax, pardon the pun, because... with you, did you buy the land from your father? Did your father give you the land? What are you doing? What is his retirement, the farmland that he had?
Well, only a small percentage of it is his. Now, we're just renting all of this land from either probably half of its family, and half is just, people we built relationships with
yeah.
that or that other generations could helped us get the land. But no, we're just renting the land just like we would anyone else. Now, when my parents pass away, you know, I'm pretty confident they'll give us, you know, their portion of the land.
Yeah, but if the death tax goes what Obama wants to try to do, apparently, but I don't think he's going to be able to, wants to kick it from 5 million down to 2 million, where it was, what, about 10 years or so? I think Bush changed that. And that would mean that most of the land have to be sold off and the money goes to the government instead of going to keep the farms going. That's a major concern, I think, of many people who are in agriculture. So hopefully we'll hear, but fingers crossed they'll do the right thing there. Katie Hancock is with us on the American Family Farmer at 16 past the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top! Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better. A commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Katie Hancock is here if you go to the website, you got a blog at your website. What's the website that people would go to if they want to, while we're talking, have a handle on you?
Well, either my farm website, hancock-family-farms.com, or on AgWeb, I have a blog called Family Farming Katie Style.
Family Farming Katie Style?
That's right. I did not come up with the name, but that is...
That's a great name. I love that. Yeah. And the website is hancock-family-farm.com?
Farms with the S.
Farms with an S. All right, so let's go there while we're having this conversation to check Katie out as we continue talking about the way you make sure you don't go down the wrong road when it comes to investments and being successful on your farm from their experience. 21 after the hour on the American Family Farmer from Good Day.
today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Fields, farms, fun, families. I know that it's serious business, but I will tell you, I can say this unequivocally, Doug Steffen has enjoyed the years as a farmer, even though it's been tough. I've lost a lot more money than I ever made. It was it is an avocation, not a vocation. And so when it comes to trying to figure out how I can help my world of radio and the information that I can parlay across to people who are family farmers, people who are locavores, who are enjoying the fruits of our labor, literally and figuratively. It's so refreshing to hear from people like Katie Hancock, who, along with her husband, educated in farming, putting their heads together, working hard. I'm going to bet, Katie Hancock, that you and your husband are not Monday through Friday farmers. That I'm, although you may have a month or so during the wintertime where you don't have to be too concerned about what's going on, but how much does this occupy all of your life, the two of you?
It does. I mean, it's not as bad as having livestock. You know, we can right. take a few more breaks, but my husband, he'll leave at 4:30 in the morning, go piddle around in town, and then he'll come home at 8 or 9 at night, and it's not. It's not a bad thing, you know, we might have some downtime in there, and I'm more just kind of a steady, but I like working at night or, you know, different times of the day. It does kind of feel like you're always farming.
Now, what do you talk about? What is there? You have a romantic life, you have a family life, and you got a farm life. So what do you talk about when the two of you are together?
Well, during harvest, I decided I was going to ride with him one day, and he talked about how much he loved his tractor the whole time. And we do like old cars.
Yeah.
But besides that, it's usually a lot about farming.
What's going on the farm? I don't think that's unusual, by the way. I think that's what I grew up around. My father wasn't a farmer, it was somebody who was very close to me, that was the farmer that became like my second father. And what went on the farm, it was a dairy and growing hay. I learned how to do all of that and learned how to grow the corn and what was necessary for the cows in terms of their nutrition and things like that. Of course, it all has been influenced by things that are changing with technology, but still I take a very basic approach to all of this stuff, and I don't know whether I'm unusual. Do you like to find new ways to do things, or are you and your husband traditionalists?
No, we definitely are looking at new ways to do stuff. I think young farmers aren't always appreciated for their innovation. You know, we try to change it up some, and it makes the older generation upset sometimes. But, yeah, we're trying to do the no-till thing, and we have a lot of cover crops. And, of course, the technology is the biggest push we've really done, and it's hard for me to see it on paper, but it's amazing how much better we can do with all of that.
Mm-hmm. So how does it benefit you then when it comes to bottom line? You mean, what's the straight talk on that?
Right. We can cut back so much on our fertilizer, seed, and chemical, and it's expensive to put this stuff in the tractors. It might be $30,000 a tractor to get this, some of the different technology, but it's when you're spending so much a year on inputs, it doesn't take long to to cut back. No, and it's good for the environment, too.
One of the things that people who may be locavores don't realize is how expensive it is to have the equipment that it takes to be a modern farmer. I want to talk a little about that, and I also want to focus in on your feelings about organic, the grains and things that are being grown versus regular, and hydroponics and aquaponics and all that stuff influencing agriculture as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
At the hour, the American Family Farmer on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with Katie Hancock this week. She and her husband are working the farm they have in Kentucky. Where is Fulton? What's the nearest big city to Fulton, Kentucky?
It's close to Paducah, Kentucky.
Yep. All right. We have radio stations there that carry this program and a couple of others that are close to some other communities there. I love being on the air in some of these areas because I just love the land and the ag connection. It's been so much a part of my life. You were talking about your website, Hancock-Family-Farms.com, and your blog, Family Farming Katie Style. What are people most curious about? What questions do they ask? What information do you share? Because this is part of modern farming, sharing information back and forth, one to the other.
I think the biggest thing, especially on my blog, is just being honest about, you know, struggles that we have. Because we all have them, but sometimes we feel like we're going to be criticized or thought less of because we have problems. But everyone, you know, has things to work on.
Well, I don't think people, the average person, the locavore, again, this program is for the benefit of small family farmers and their farms and small family ag businesses and the locavores that are using the products that we produce, the people who are the consumers, if you will. And sometimes people don't realize, and I don't know how it's affected you directly or indirectly, the weather certainly gets at all of us. This year here in the Northeast, we had a bad drought. Affected the quality of the hay. I didn't even plant corn because by the time I got it in the ground, end of May, 1st of June, the drought had started and I knew it wasn't going to germinate, so I just said, I'm not going to do it. Rely on what I've got already. But the hay was bad, and therefore the number of cows that we can feed, the amount of milk that we can get, that sort of thing is affected. And I wonder, what does the average person that you know of who consumes your product realize what the threats are? All these things you got to deal with, but drought and Mother Nature are, for me anyway, the biggest thing because that leads to everything. It leads to either really good production and a successful year where you buy more equipment or whatever it is, put more money in the bank or pay down loans, or
bad weather means we're going in hawk again. And the government and a lot of people are not very sympathetic because they still want cheap food.
Right. And I think there's two different things that I kind of think of. I think there's a lot of consumers. No, not in this area. We're a farming community, even those that don't farm. But I think, like, the GMO technology that makes us so adaptable and have cheap food, it is criticized. And then the other problem is people see the farmers have fancy equipment, you know, and these farm pickups that look so nice, but they don't know that the trucks have 200,000 hard miles on them, you know.
Yeah. Right.
It's not all as fun as it looks from the outside.
Well, but the other side of it is a challenge to take care of things, and I think that's really part of the beauty, if you will, in this whole thing, the beauty of having people that can actually take care and understand how to take care of equipment, how things run, which is something that a lot of kids growing up now no longer are connected to. Like, I was always very interested in how things ran. Couldn't always fix it. I could tell you what was wrong and where it was, but I don't know that I could take it apart and then put it back together again. But
right.
I had an ear. You know how the hum is. I have older. I don't buy new equipment because I won't pay the prices for it. So I manage with my guys to keep the balers and the tractors themselves and the hay equipment and things that we need and use, mowing machines. I'll rebuild them, and that suffices for me. But when I'm using a baler or a corn chopper or a mower, and I bet your husband and you are like this as well, there's a rhythm. It's almost a music to the sound of the equipment. And when it's not right, you can tell it's not right. You can feel it almost. And I don't know that people really, not that it's necessary for them to, but appreciate that those sort of things are part of what we share. Don't you? Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And also, you don't realize how much stuff breaks down until you put it through what farmers do.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and then you got to know how to pick and how it slows you down, especially critical times of year. Most of your harvesting has been done, I'm guessing, by now.
There's
a critical time of year when you got to get the stuff in and get it to the bins or get it to the market. And it's really, there's a lot of pressure on what goes on. Speaking of pressure, what's your read on the relationship that farmers have in your area to the environmental groups, ag regulations that have been proposed or in effect, or maybe they'll get thrown out with the new president? What sort of things do people need to know from you about what environmentally is important or not on your farm?
Well, we are doing every single thing we can. I mean, we live on a farm that we are farming and, of course, love this area, and we want to take care of our land more than anybody else does. You know, it's kind of insulting when we have to have regulations to take care of something we already love so much.
Yeah. Or no, yeah, it is insulting. It's asinine, actually, to have these people who, I've given this example on the air a couple of times. In my dairy, there are only four or five inspectors. We only have like 140 dairy farms in the whole state of Massachusetts, where I am, so it's not like it was a big deal. And there's three or four inspectors, and one of them was out sick, and they put a new person who came from one of the public health universities. And he was 26, 27 years old, never been on a farm in his life, didn't know one end of a cow from another. So he came in, and he's got his booklet, and it says here on page 48 that you're supposed to be doing this. And I said, well, that's not really how we do it here, and it isn't how anybody who's practical does it. And you have to adapt to some of these things. Well, no, but it says here on page 48 you're supposed to be doing this. And I said, well, that's too bad, because we're not going to do it. And he sort of talked to himself and walked away, but you know, that's the kind of thing, and I wonder how much of that you confront as well.
Well, not really too much. Again, we're not, if I were next to a big city, I think it would be a lot worse. I've talked to people that have bigger issues like that. You know, even even the inspectors that we've had, they've been pretty straightforward. I think as long as you are already trying and you respect what they're, you know, respect the person that you're talking to, it's
yes.
pretty
right.
easy to make it through.
And have them in some way appreciate what it is that you know and what you're doing. I want to talk with you on being a farm wife in a moment, and not in a sexist way, just the challenges that it presents. And we'll deal with that, plus other things that as we think about Thanksgiving, what that means, how are you promoting your farm business on social media? We'll deal with that in a minute as well with Katie Hancock, who is here from the Hancock Farms, hancock-family-farms.com. Good place to look and learn. Speaking about looking and learning, I have in front of me a chart of your body. And your body doesn't look like it's doing as well as it might, because your body, as you get older, the nitric oxide levels are going down, so your arteries are not as big and not working as functionally well as they ought to. That is, unless you've discovered Super Beets. Super Beets is an all-natural concoction. It's actually very simple. Non-GMO beets are grown on farms around our country. They are boiled, cooked, then they are dried, and then they are powdered, put into a canister. And when you buy Super Beets, you're going to get 100% beets. You'll have 3 beets in each scoop. Put it in a 4-ounce glass of water, stir it up, and man, what a difference in your body. It gets blood to your muscles, to your brain, all over your body. It's no wonder that the Olympic athletes, some of the best football and baseball players in our country, basketball players, are using Super Beets. Beets are the secret. The discovery of nitric oxide and its impact on your cardiovascular function is now well documented. Got poor circulation? Call 800-655-4183. If your doctor says your blood pressure is getting too high, you need to call 800-655-4183, because the opening up of your artery, I mean, think about it. It just is common sense. Gives the blood more places to go, therefore the pressure comes down. Beat the Odds is the book written about how beets work. You'll get a free copy of that with your first order of Super Beets. Dial 800-655-4183 and order your supply. Get a 30-day extra supply of Super Beets with your first order. Get the blood flow. That's what it's about, the blood flow. 800-655-4183. Get you the Super Beets, or you can buy them online at DougLikesBeets.com.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today, free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
It's almost time for my favorite holiday.
Aw, I love Thanksgiving, too.
I'm talking about Black Friday at Ulta Beauty. I wait all year for Beauty Buster deals like Bare Minerals Eye and Face Kits for only $10. Plus 50% off my favorite mascara from Urban Decay. I'll get makeup, hair care, fragrances, and more for everyone on my list. Oh, wait, where are you going?
To get my phone. I'm going to need to text and tweet and gram and...
Most stores open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving and 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Hurry in! Beauty Busters are going fast. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
A friend of mine recently interviewed a potential employee who she thought seemed like a good fit for the job. So she called the former employer, who was listed as a reference just to be sure. Reference checking is routine due diligence for businesses, but this former employer said, "I can confirm that he worked here, but on the advice of our lawyer, I can't tell you anything at all about him." Many business people are given similar advice, and it makes references meaningless for the employer and the employee. We should look through the lens of liberty and realize that we are letting lawsuits and the fear of lawsuits destroy our common sense, our entrepreneurial spirit, and our system of free enterprise.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
It's 46 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, the American family farmer, a product of the Good Day Gang, putting together information about farms, the assets, what you have to deal with, how we help farmers, and what you get out of it as a locavore, a consumer. The fact that we've just been through Veterans Day, I wonder what you think. Katie Hancock is here from Hancock Family Farms. What is done in your area to help veterans launch ag careers? How important is that? It's been a big focus where I am. I wonder if it is where you are.
I think the community is very supportive of veterans. We actually had a veteran farm a little bit with us, but I think there's just a lot of respect for them as much as anything.
Right. So how is it as a farm wife? What about the sorts of things? Do you have children, you and your husband?
No, we do not.
All right, so that's a something that becomes either a distraction or not for farms. You may come from a farm. Your father and mother may not admit it, but often with those in your generation, my generation, the number of children was predicated on how much help they needed on the farm. We need four help. Have four kids. And I'm reminded sometimes of what that meant when the kids found out, well, they were just born to help. And it was the same for the young women as it was for the young men at that time. So I wondered what it was. You talked about your father's farm. What did you do on the farm as a child?
I did not go at all. I went to the pool every day. I'm going to be honest. I didn't.
Really?
I mean, I was always attached to it, but I didn't. You know, they just didn't force me to work like that. Now, my husband did. They had chicken barns, and he had to do a little of everything. But I wasn't made to work. They wanted me to. It might have been better for me, too, if I worked more.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, as far as children on the farm, you know, it's, I don't know. I kind of feel pressure as a woman in farming. It's like, oh, when are you going to have children? And it's like, well, I don't have to. I don't need them to make or break my operation or anything.
You have them if you want them, and that's it, basically, which is the normal way, I guess, of working through what it's like to have, you know, a real family, and I think the best place for children to grow up actually is on the farm. Very cool. Well, you've helped us a lot talking about farms and equipment and your story as a woman in farming. Thank you, Katie. Katie Hancock here, Hancock Family Farms, hancock-family-farms.com, and check out her blog, Family Farming Katie Style. Katie, thanks for being here. 10 before the hour in the American Family Farmer.
not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's 53 past the hour on the American Family Farmer. Now this comment, as I think about Thanksgiving, which is an important holiday for all of us in America, a very important holiday for the farmer. So what are you thinking about as you drive around, look at what you've done? What do you think about what is being appreciated from the American Family Farmer? If there is a time during the year when what we do is appreciated or that needs to be appreciated, it's at Thanksgiving. I find some people are pretty shallow when it comes to this sort of thing. They don't think, it's like a lot of other, you know, in terms of America and Americans, we're also spoiled because we have good food and it's cheap. And that's what we expect. Not always going to be that way because just realities of what it's costing to do things have got to be passed along unless you want the Trans-Pacific Partnership or something like that to continue to allow us to have free food. That is, if you don't care about the quality of the food. You want to eat crap? Then this, the reality is great. That's what you'll get if you don't want to pay for it. And I say this to everybody who doesn't understand what it costs to make milk or to grow lettuce or to bring you raspberries. It just and so when you think down, when you sit down and think about at your meal on Thanksgiving, how the turkey got there, how the Brussels sprouts get there, how the broccoli get there, how the potatoes get there, how the wheat for the bread get there. Please think about what it is that all of these people that have produced this have gone through to get it to your house. And think about what's going on. Maybe you don't, but I think we ought to be thinking about, you know, things like the EPA and how they mess around with the farms, declaring a puddle in your driveway, a waterway, and that kind of stuff. And think about the stuff that's happened this year in terms of the weather, how that's affected the quality of the foods. I know here in Massachusetts, man, we are really having to pay a lot more for things. The turkeys are always, and this is this is the thing that I always get the biggest kick. Talking about lost leaders, how much does it cost? And I don't know the answer to this. I guess I'm just asking it rhetorically. How much does it cost to grow a turkey? To spend a year growing a turkey so it can be on your plate on Thanksgiving. You go to the grocery store and you buy them for $20, $25, $30, whatever it is, even $40. You realize how much feed and time and effort has gone in to raise that turkey to get to you for Thanksgiving or Christmas or whenever you eat it? Come on. Do you really know what it costs to do this, especially when there are droughts and there's no water around? The animals got to have water in order to grow. And if you don't have it, you got to go get it. A lot of the farms, the wells dried up, so they had to go buy water and truck it in to feed it to the animals. And so, some of these things, you don't think about it. You stick a fork into your piece of turkey and you cut it and you eat it. And wow, this tastes really very good, Mom. Good thing you didn't dry it out. But you didn't think about where it came from. And people say, well, why should I bother to think about that? I don't think about it. I don't worry about where my clothing comes from. But the clothing isn't going to make you healthy or not. The food you eat is. So, something to think about. I am very thankful for how I grew up. The fact that I have had the exposure to all of these experiences. I've learned a lot of people. There's a lady named Grace who was two doors down from me that just was great, always friendly, always happy. And it was because she understood and appreciated life on the farm. And her husband and she were so, it was sort of reminded me actually of the lady that we were just talking to, Katie Hancock. And she and her husband and I said to her, what do you talk about? And she said, well, we were talking about the truck and the cars and stuff. And then we talked about the farm. Well, I remember the conversation was always about the farm. At any farm where I ever had a meal, it was always about what was going on the farm. It was never much about the family, much about anything else. It is a lifestyle. It is not a job. So when you think about what people, the spectacular things that farmers have had to go through in order to get you your food that you enjoy, please, and this is, the farmers know it, but to the people who are eating it, I share with you just want you to know that a whole lot of effort went into helping you have a successful, happy Thanksgiving meal. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.